Alright folks, welcome back to Nightly Calm, your daily dose of chill before you hit the pill. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, tonight we're diving into a battle we all know too well, the relentless urge to score that keeps us glued to our screens long after sunset. Ever feel like you're in a staring contest with your phone, knowing you should be shutting it down, but somehow, those notifications keep pulling you back in? Yeah, me too. But trust me, we're not just here to rant and rave about the evils of technology, although, let's be honest, sometimes that feels good. We're here to equip you with the tools to break free from this digital leash and reclaim your nights for some much-needed sleep. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jake. How can I possibly unplug when my entire life seems to exist online? Look, I get it. Social media, news updates, even those silly cat videos, they're like tiny little dopamine hits that keep us coming back for more. But here is the kicker. Those fleeting moments of pleasure come at a steep cost. Think about it, constantly scrolling before bed keeps your brain buzzing with activity, making it harder to wind down and drift off into dreamland. It messes with your sleep cycle, leaving you feeling groggy and disoriented in the morning. Not exactly the best way to start your day, right? So, how do we overcome this urge to scroll before bed? Well, get ready because I've got 5 key takeaways that will help you detox your digital life and reclaim your nights. 1. The Power Hour. This one is simple but powerful. Start by establishing a no-screen hour before bed. Choose the time that works best for you, maybe 60 minutes or even just 30. During this hour, ditch the phone, laptop, and tablet. Instead, use this precious time to engage in activities that help you relax and unwind: a warm bath, reading a good book, journaling, gentle stretching, listening to calming music, or chatting with your loved one. Think of it as giving your brain a chance to transition from go mode to sleep mode. 2. The Phone Jail. Okay, this one might sound a little extreme, but trust me on this. Create a designated phone jail spot in your room, where you place your phone at least an hour before bedtime. This physical separation can significantly reduce the temptation to pick it up and scroll aimlessly. Thus, imagine how much better you'll sleep knowing that your phone isn't within reach. 3. The Blue Light Barrier. Ever notice how staring at your screen makes your eyes feel strained? That's because blue light emitted from these devices can disrupt your natural melatonin production, the hormone that regulates your sleep-wake cycle. To combat this, try using blue light blocking glasses in the evening or adjusting your device settings to reduce blue light emission. 4. The Digital Declutter. Let's be honest, our phones are overflowing with apps and notifications vying for our attention. Take some time to declutter your digital space, delete unnecessary apps, disable push notifications that aren't essential, and unsubscribe from email lists that are clogging up your inbox. Less noise equals a calmer mind. 5. The Evening Ritual. Just like you wouldn't show up at the gym without a plan, you shouldn't approach bedtime randomly either. Establish a consistent evening routine that signals to your body it's time to wind down: a warm bath, some light stretching, reading a few pages of a book, journaling your thoughts. These rituals create a sense of calm and anticipation for sleep, making it easier to switch off from the day's stress. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at home after a long day. Instead of scrolling through social media, you put on some relaxing music, light a scented candle, and take a warm bath. As you soak, your mind starts to quiet down, the tension in your muscles melts away, and you feel a sense of peace wash over you. Later, as you lie in bed, ready for sleep, your thoughts are calm and clear, no racing mind or lingering worries. This is the power of a digital detox. So remember, taking control of your screen time isn't about deprivation, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. It's about reclaiming those precious hours before bed to relax, unwind, and nourish your mind and body. You deserve a good night's sleep, folks, and I know you can do this. Ready to ditch the digital distraction? Share your thoughts in the comments. What are your biggest challenges with screen time at night? And if you find these tips helpful, leave a review and share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little digital detox. Until next time, keep it calm and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.